Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. On this day, we call Good Friday as we remember the crucifixion of Jesus, the price paid for our sin. We're going to wrap up broadcast part of the week. We've been talking and praying this week about this road of praise, praising God with our life. And that's where we end the week. Praising God your whole life. Not giving up. Not just your whole life, but with your life. Recognizing His sacrifice. And praising Him by offering yourself as a living sacrifice. Psalm 146, verse 2, says, I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. God's desire is that we remain faithful to the end. In fact, He tells us in His Word that the crown of life belongs to those who are found faithful. Not to those who start well, not to those that had a great year, but to those who are faithful. And part of that faithfulness is expressed in our praise of God for who He is. We don't give up. We understand the cost of being set free. And we never outlive the weight of that cost. And so we praise. As Jesus was being anointed ahead of time for His burial by a woman that, well, the host of the dinner Jesus was at didn't think too highly of. In fact, the Bible says this man thought to himself, if Jesus knew what kind of woman this was, He wouldn't let her touch Him. And Jesus answers. I always love that in the Scripture when somebody's thinking something. There's no indication they're thinking out loud. Sometimes we do that, right? But thinking to themselves. And Jesus answers. And He answers with a story about debt, about forgiven debt, about gratitude. And His conclusion is that the one who has been forgiven much loves much. He says the woman's many sins have been forgiven her. And her response is a great and overwhelming love. A praise of the God that set her free. It's not that some people are worse off than others. That some people recognize their need more than others do. And on this Good Friday, it ought to be a day that we all recognize that without Jesus, we're just as lost as the person we may willingly condemn. We've been forgiven much. Sometimes we fail to understand that, to recognize that. We kind of like to think of ourselves as pretty good people. Sprinkle a little Jesus in and we're all set. But that's not the truth. The truth is that Good Friday is about Jesus, but it's about us. about our need, about the forgiveness, about the cost of that forgiveness. A price that ought to lead us to praise God all our life. To never tire of remembering the great love that was shown to us. To appreciate the penalty being paid. I would guess if you have a home, particularly if you're purchasing a home and somebody paid it off, you went to make your mortgage payment and the bank says it's been paid in full, you'd want to know who did that. You'd want to thank them. And depending, I suppose, on how near you were to the end of paying it off yourself, your gratitude would continue. Every time you walked into that door of your home, you would remember the one who purchased place for you to live. Jesus purchased a place for us to live eternally. He bought the ticket, so to speak. And we ought to live life in a way that praises Him all of our life, but also ought to live a life that praises Him with all of our life. It's not simply, I'm going to praise God on Sunday mornings all of my life. I'm going to praise God with my life every moment I live. And I can assure you that I don't do that perfectly. I get sidetracked, distracted, tempted, confused. But my heart continually finds those reminders of the worthiness of God and the praise with my life that ought to never stop. In fact, you read the Bible and you discover that when this life ends and we receive that eternal reward, that well done, good and faithful servant, welcome home, come. Enjoy your master's happiness. We'll discover that we're still praising God. We're still offering our songs and our life as worship because He alone is worthy. And today, as we live life, consider what does your praise today look like? Is it noticeable by you? Is it noticeable by God? Is it noticeable by others? And as you praise God today, renew that commitment to never give up, to praise Him all of your life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You paid the price, the penalty that we could never pay and live. I mean, we could pay it with our life, but then we're done. We needed the perfect sacrifice that not only paid the penalty, but allowed us to live. And that was Jesus. And so, God, as we consider the cross, help us to continually praise you all of our life. To never give up. To praise you with our songs, with our words, with our thoughts, with an offering of ourselves. And Father, as we look ahead, we celebrate the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. And we know that the praise that we offer because of his sacrifice is a praise that leads to life. As we walk and live by faith, and we praise by faith. So God, today, thank you for Jesus. May we be very diligent in lifting him up in all things, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Just another quick reminder, tonight, Friday, April 3rd, is our Good Friday service here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana. 6:30 p.m., Good Friday service, reflecting on the cross and the price that was paid so that we could be free. Sunday, our Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday worship gathering, 10:30 a.m., as I've said throughout the week, if you don't have a church home, if you're in the Michiana area visiting friends or family and they don't have a church home, come join us. We'd love to say welcome home to your visit with us. If you're local to the area and don't have a church home, we'd say love to say welcome home. If you are connected with a local church, enjoy the fellowship. Get involved. Stay involved. Praise God with all your life. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.